Welcome to the show, Alderman William Hall. William Hall represents the 6th Ward, and I don't think you've ever been on this show before, have you, Alderman?
I'm not sure, but I'm glad I'm here today.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here today, too, because everybody talks about teen trends, or what most of us call teen takeovers, and Alderman Brian Hopkins has been on quite a bit over the past year about curfews, and honestly, I'm not an expert in this area, but I think if you're going to carry a weapon and you're not concerned about that and you're 13 years old, you're certainly not going to care about a curfew. But that's just me. I did like what you are proposing. Tell everybody what you think might help put an end to teen takeovers.
Well, first of all, again, I want to say thank you for making time for me to share with Chicago that, like my colleagues across the aisle in city council, we want to protect every child in the city of Chicago. This is a different ordinance. There were many things that went wrong, that have gone wrong consistently as it pertains to protecting our children. And one of the things we see is that social media companies, which have expanded to the point almost that not even Mark Zuckerberg, who said in the halls of Congress, they never thought it would get this popular, this big, and this out of control. And what's out of control is social media posting images that goes against their own community safety guidelines. In other words, Chicago, the safety guidelines says that the social media companies are to pull down, to stop accounts that promote violence, promote sexual nudity, sexual explicit things, and other things in their community safety guidelines. My question to social media companies and to Chicago is, if social media companies would have taken down all of the thousands of accounts that were promoting to go downtown, could we have avoided the tragedy that we mentioned? And so my ordinance fines social media companies, F-I-N-E, once we F-I-N-D, bad information online, led by our superintendent of police, who has said to me that, you know, the relationship with social media companies have just deteriorated. Their cyber policing unit has sent over in times past, has gotten correspondence, and now is blank. So with this ordinance, if they don't take it down, authentic police-guided intelligence within a six-hour time frame, $50,000 fine, substantial fines thereafter, in addition to paying for any emergency costs associated with anything that we said, warning, this is against your safety guidelines.
I think that seems to be the key. There really is no common connection with all of these teen takeovers other than the fact that they're using social media platforms to meet up and to plan and to arrive at exactly the same time, which is overwhelming not only to pedestrians or people in the area, but it's got to be overwhelming to the Chicago Police Department. Now, I know the police department has been following these posts on social media, anticipating their arrival, but you're telling me that Superintendent Larry Snelling said that's kind of deteriorated, or they just don't have access to what they need access to determine when these kids are going to arrive?
No, well, first of all, our police are doing a doggone good job, both on the street as well as in the cyberspace. And that's one of the strategies that we must not forget, is that the cyber networks, the cyber highway, I call it, is just as dangerous as 75th Street, Lincoln Park, Lakeview, because these kids nowadays, whereas when we were teenagers growing up, word of mouth, you have to call somebody's house. If it was busy, you couldn't get through. Now, with just one click of a button, they can instigate as well as initiate violence. Our police are constantly on the prowl, looking online, monitoring accounts that are dangerous, and they have been partners with social media companies. It's just been over recently that they haven't gotten contact back, reach out, no response. See, that's the liability that we cannot allow social media companies to continue to do. This is to make sure that a child in Lakeview does not view images that are dangerous. This is so that kids from Lincoln Park are not led to violent gatherings. And this is to make sure that kids in Roseland and Inglewood are not instigating or engaging. We're asking social media companies to do your job. See, this is about corporate responsibility. This is not about changing any amendment rights or a new monitoring program. This is what they supposed to do, according to what they wrote as written online. And so if a car stays at a meter too long, you can get a ticket. I believe that if social media companies are staying too long on this cyber highway with things that goes against their guidelines, if they're parking this stuff, let's fine them so that we can at least give our children a chance to be away from and avoid these different hotspots in Chicago.
What will a local ordinance do? I mean, 50,000 to Facebook, that's like just swatting a fly away. They just, I don't know that they're going to react to anything that we put on the books here.
Well, what we can begin to do is to, again, recuperate. Well, first of all, number one, keep our children safe. This is about making sure that children are not accessing these iPads and iPhones to get information that could be dangerous to them. Secondly, it's also to say to social media companies, you are costing not only a life, but you are costing the city to pay to do what we can to save those lives. Listen, every time someone is shot in the city of Chicago, it is upwards of over $200,000 in costs. The cost of a bullet, the cost of cannot afford to lose anymore. We cannot afford to lose lives. We cannot afford to lose money that is associated with these acts of violence. Is this the end-all solution? No. But this is the first step in fighting to protect our children from these images that are out of control. And $50,000 within the time frame with substantial fines and liability costs associated with events that they did not stop from being promoted. And again, if they do their job, this is one thing. And so for me to make sure that kids, again, all over this city, whether you're a soccer mom, a single mom, we want to make sure that those children are not being exposed to what's dangerous. And again, we can talk about other ordinances. We can talk about other methods. But this is one of many ways that we can protect children.
Interesting. And what kind of feedback are you getting from your colleagues on the council?
Well, you know, I haven't gotten any objection because I don't believe that any of my colleagues would agree that what's going on these highways, internet highways, is safe for our children. It's dangerous and it's deadly, as you know, what you can do with the click of a button. And so my colleagues are looking for every solution. And again, this is not just one solution. There are many. And one of the things that my colleagues and I agree upon is that our children should not be exposed to things that can instigate or incentivize. See, we are dealing with a generation of kids that are incentivized to do violent acts. And this is why this is a public health crisis, because when you run the data of the neighborhoods where the shooter and the kids that are being shot comes from, no grocery stores, no health clinics, dilapidated and or closed schools, number one job is selling drugs on the corner. You cannot, and I will not, ignore the side effects of what this is doing to our children. And so to say to them, coupled with the fact that right now, which is why I am moving expeditiously to ban this hemp garbage, you can walk into gas stations and get weed without being arrested. You can sell this stuff. So the access to drugs, the access to images that are both just detrimental to our kids is what we got to stop. This is what it means to protect our children. And any child, and what we are saying, are getting a hold to this stuff in our city.
I got it. I appreciate you coming on today. We're up against news time. Keep us up to date on how this progresses.
Well, thank you so much for making space for me. Hopefully we can come back and see it to the finish line.
Absolutely. I love your passion. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for making space for me.
Alderman William Hall from the 6th Ward.